Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Live and local from Philadelphia. The Don Stensland Show on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
The beautiful Roberta Flack, 88 years young. Many of you, even on earlier on the YouTube chat, saying you didn't realize she was 88. My dad's about that age. And so she really was a breakthrough, beloved singer of the 1970s, combining soul, rock, jazz, pop, and passed away yesterday at 88 years young. So we're celebrating her today. Thank you, Greg Stocker. They're not releasing her cause of death, but she did have a battle with ALS. And if you know about ALS, that was what took my mom. So the fact that she lasted that long, she probably, like my mom, had one of those divergent kinds or strains of it. But just a beautiful lady and a beautiful voice as we celebrate her life and her legacy, for sure. Roberta Flack. But when I think of that song, Killing Me Softly, and I started thinking about that earlier, Greg Stocker, do some headlines.
Yeah.
Seriously, all the whining that's been going on, it's like they're killing me softly.
It's
like,
apropos of today. Right? Yes, it really is. Yeah. I should be ashamed of myself because every time I hear that song, I think of the Fugees version from 1996. But I think that's just me showing my age. But this is a lovely version.
Yeah, beautiful lady. And she, you know, Grammy Award winner. First time I ever saw your face. Yep. Maybe we'll get into Elon Musk singing that to one of his baby mamas.
What a story that is.
So we'll talk about that, whether it was creepy or not. Look, the guy is a genius. He's one of a kind. He's literally a unicorn. And so he's trying to, you know, spread the high quality seed, let us say, in a good way. I don't know. Ew. You want a little bit of news?
Yeah,
we'll give you a little news. Now, I was looking at Caroline Leavitt. Man, talk about somebody who has the voice, or I should say the face of an angel, but I was trying to think of an analogy, the face of an angel, but man, she is tough. She gives you quite the tongue lashing. Her latest one, as she was speaking out about the Associated Press, because they lost that, boom, just got slapped down by the courts because they said, oh, the Associated Press, they're not allowed to ban us from this or that. Well, they kind of are. It's an invitation only event. Hopefully they'll come back crawling, but this is all because they refused to call the Gulf of America the Gulf of America. Like, get with the program, people. So we got that going on. All right, a little news, and I'll bring you locally, nationally, internationally. Governor Josh Shapiro, a couple of things here. He's very proud of the fact that he went to the White House, got along well, kiss the ring, of President Trump. And so Trump then unfroze the federal funds. Smart move, Josh Shapiro. What is Josh Shapiro, our governor from Abington, you know, Montgomery County, obviously, what is he pushing for right now? Legalization of recreational. He needs.
Yeah.
He needs the toke.
He does.
Needs it, Greg.
He does. He does. Look, I'm all for this for PA, but just because I think of the tax revenue that could be. And by the way, it's not a lucrative business either. Let me just say this. It's not a lucrative business. There's like, I saw a study like a month ago that said like, it's like 40%, only 40% of these businesses. And go down any main street and there's vape shops and smoke shops everywhere. Like only 40% do a profit.
Because they tax it so much, because you have to pay. Yeah. And that's just it. Aren't people, there's still going to be a black market, right? And then my question is, if it's legal in every state, all these states, then the truth is, why not just have it with the basil in your kitchen window? Wouldn't everybody have it? And then what if you messed up? you have your mother-in-law over, you know, and you just, maybe that's...
That'd be great.
Kale, that'd be good for him.
Like, yeah, just, you can put a little...
Thought it was basil.
Thought it was basil or oregano.
So we got that going on. In Philadelphia, well, first of all, I'll take you to Chester County. I have a lot of family in Chesco, and I know some of you are listening. So if you haven't heard my Kennett Square family friends, Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, ICE, they're giving us some new details and giving us a glimpse into what's going on. If you go to the Kennett Square, especially in Chester County, if you look at their crime blog, just do me a favor, just pull it up on the internet and look at it and tell me that all of those individuals are born in the United States. I'm just asking for a friend. I'm just saying, can't prove it because they're a sanctuary. They're now, you know, Democrats won in those elections. So there you have it. But so this is a deal where they carried out arrested at least three individuals that they're confirming. Federal officials say those three employees were working here in this country illegally. So they came to this country illegally. They were working here illegally. And that they, at least one, if not all three, have some kind of criminal history, including assault, including some violence. Not just, this is not a shoplifting situation, as was suggested by those who were rallying here in Philadelphia, if you remember. And so here's a little more. And this gives us a glimpse into what's really going on. ICE has said that they received information that this auto shop, which is Chavo's Tires right there in Kennett Square. And so this is in the burbs as you walk around and think that you're in your yoga pants and you've got your designer bags and you're pushing the baby in the stroller. Just take that in and look in your fabulous self. Yeah, I think I'm going to get my nails on. But I'm telling you that the situation here is that some of these, according to federal officials, have a violent criminal history. And as well, that it appears that these illegals are involved in something that's much more nefarious, not just working for, you know, the tire company there, but rather some kind of human trafficking operation. And so that's the concern here, that these or some kind of this slave labor that we're hearing about. In other words, whether or not these are the guys enforcing that through the cartels, through the gangs, etc., but maybe some of the individuals are in fact the victims of it. And maybe that's who is doing some of the reporting here. And that's the real concern as we think about this. And I know Pam Bondi, others have talked about, I know Alina Haba was on, I saw her somewhere on social media talking about one of her missions is to find the missing children. Where the missing, we have what, 330 to 500,000 missing children who were brought into this country. They don't know where they are. And that is a real concern. And that plays into what ICE is doing with these operations. And that's not the narrative that the media, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. But I'm telling you, that's in part what they're after. That not all of the raids are about arresting people who are doing bad things or criminals, but rather some of these individuals may actually be involved. They might be slaves. They might be enslaved workers.
Oh, God.
I know. It's sick.
Yeah.
So that's what's going. There you go, Chester County. You think it's not happening for you there in Kennett Square. So we got that going on. I told you last hour about Rudy Giuliani. Looks like that's over for him with the settlement. We don't have the word as far as how much he actually settled for, but he did have to sell off a ton of his material goods, and he had to pay these two women something. Mm-hmm. And that goes to the point of, and Greg, we talk about this all the time, about being conscious of saying allegedly.
Yes. We do it all the time here because sometimes we're a little loose with our mouths, but that's our job. But yeah, you have to be careful because we don't want to put Odyssey in any sort of danger or ourselves.
Of course, yeah. And that's what happened to Rudy Giuliani because he forgot that he wasn't on a show and he could say anything he wants about Greg Stocker or Dawn Stensland or Jimmy Kelly, right? We're public people.
Yep.
But when he said something about two election workers, these two women, and it doesn't really matter what was true, what was not true. In other words, they weren't convicted criminals or anything of that nature. So do you know what happened? What happened was he lost that civil suit.
Yep.
So he had to pay.
Yeah, you have to be careful. You have to be careful when you say these things because people are so happy and they can win. You get a lenient judge and it's all over. By the way, Uncle Sam writes on the YouTube chat, hold on, Greg is not done yet with the cut sheet. No, just for those of you that don't know, Dan Borowski is sick. Jim Kelly had to go to a funeral. So Greg Stocker
is
here. It's just us. But at some point, I have to do my day job. But yeah. I'm going to hang out here with my friend Don Sesslin.
So yesterday, what time did you get out? Because he's got to go to meetings and do other stuff. He got out of here at like 5 or 6 o'clock last night.
And then prepare the cut sheet for the next day's show.
I'm going to give him some cash the commercial.
Cash.
Put some dollar bills in his.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we'll get to the creepy stuff with Elon and, you know.
Yeah. Jim Doc asks about the movie winner. What was the movie? We never announced that because we always. But thank you for hanging out with us for all this time. The movie winner was, I think, Barb won, and the movie was Bombshell, that movie about Megyn Kelly. What did you think about that movie, by the way? It came out in. Do you remember that movie where.
I watched it.
Yeah. John Lithgow played, what's his name? The guy who died. What's his name? The guy from Fox News.
Who's a legend.
Yeah.
And
what was his name?
Oh my God. And I'm purposely like blaming, I'm blanking on it. Roger Ailes.
Roger Ailes, thank you. Yeah.
So Roger Ailes is a legend in the industry.
He's
like a god, as a news god in the industry. And so I'm really conflicted by it. And the fact that Megyn Kelly was silent about it is, I think she was conflicted because if you work for somebody who you, as a woman, you know, who he hired her, she loved him.
Yep.
And apparently Kimberly Guilfoyle did too. She was portrayed in the movie as well. I'm awkward. There was a lot going on in that building.
Yeah, that old Fox. Well, I mean, I'm sure you have some stories from back in your day, but like,
I do.
Not for you personally, but I'm sure you saw some stuff.
I've got some personal stories too.
Yes,
but
no, the things that happened with Dawn and I were just alleged. They never actually happened.
No, not here, but in television. But I will. Here's the bottom line on this, and I feel for anybody. And I knew this really cute photographer back in the day.
Yep.
Really cute, single guy, but had a serious girlfriend. And it was a female boss who just sexually harassed him and made him feel
really
so uncomfortable.
Wow.
And it was really awkward. And she was open about it because I guess she thought because she was a woman, she could get away with it or whatever. And it was, but he was like a really attractive, like, let's say, 35-year-old guy, and she was not an attractive.
Oh boy!
Like older, not that much older, but like not attractive, and oof. And I'll never forget it. And so and finally somebody had to take her aside and go like, "Yo, Janet, can't do that."
Did he?
He never did.
Oh, good.
But he just tried to avoid her.
Sometimes guys will take one for the team just to be like, all right, you know.
Come on, man.
It's like, you know, it's like pizza. There's never bad ones.
Well. However, I'm speaking of the pizza, there are a lot of people who eat the pizza because they're going to get the big job.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know what? You gave up your pizza.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is probably why I'm doing radio. So, you know what I mean? Like, I know people who have those big million-dollar, I'm really confessing here, but I know people with those big, you know, contracts at the network. They gave up a lot of pizza extra cheese.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they gave up the pizza, Greg. And so there they are. And here I am. So we all make our choices.
We do. We
and
do.
We all,
yeah.
That's how the pizza dough is rolled. Oh, my God. I'm having way too much fun.
Yeah.
You know what this reminds me of? Remember way back in the day when I first started, like 9.5 years ago or whatever
it was?
A
long time ago, yeah.
And we used to do this show called Leftovers.
We did with Zioli on Facebook. It was when we started doing videos on Facebook because the 3 or 4 hours we were doing every day wasn't good enough. So we needed to keep going. And we just kind of shot the S word for, I don't know, 45 minutes or so.
It was fun.
It was fun.
Got a lot of hits.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do? Do you want to show
break.
Creepy? So we got creepy. You can be the judge, and 855-839-1210. You can be the judge. Is it creepy? Are they what?
I really want to hear your take on this because they're a little creepy. The texts are a little creepy, aren't they?
But But there's no indication here that the pizza, you know, is being given involuntarily. Pizza is the new word. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I don't think we can say now that it's alleged that she's his baby mama because she sent a picture of, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, all right. Thanks for being here. Seriously, 855-839-1210 and chime in on the YouTube chat.
Woo-hoo!
So we'll see where this goes. Coming right back. So I know that locally, whether it was here in Philadelphia in the suburbs, I know one of the Democrats, Chrissy Houlihan, was trying to scare the heck out of people. And Democrats, this is the only narrative they have to talk about the danger to democracy, DOGE. But DOGE is Department of Government Efficiency. This is widely supported. Look at the latest polls with, and even by the New York Times, quite frankly, or left-leaning publications. Trump has never been more popular, and government efficiency and improving that and reducing government waste is a very popular idea for Americans. By the way, with Elon Musk and Chrissy Houlihan, if you're listening, you know, and for those of you who voted for her, just look at what's happening out in the burbs and just watch your taxes go up. But as far as this goes, if you work for the Justice Department, the FBI, the State Department, the Pentagon, the Department of Energy, Department of Homeland Security, Office of Director of National Intelligence, you don't have to fill out any of those emails. It says it in there. Talk to your department head. And so there's a lot of disinformation, misinformation, and the media is doing its own narrative with regard to this. So I'm just going to say that with DOGE and all of the emails, with it, which at the end of the day are just trying to make sure that these government jobs are actually held by people, because we're hearing about these ghost workers. So that's really the story. That's what's going on here. All right. The other piece of what's going on, because we're talking about Elon Musk, Greg Stocker, is Elon and his 13 children now.
13 children, yes.
13. And he is the ultimate baby daddy.
Well, yeah. I mean, if right? you're lucky enough to have been you know, with him,
you know,
and with child, you're going to hit the mother load, right?
Yeah. To
say the least.
he's the biggest sugar baby daddy in the world.
Somebody said it on the YouTube chat the other day, and I agree with this. When I say how many kids he has, I don't care, because he's going to take care of them all. It's the deadbeats I can't stand, the ones that have 13 children by 12 different mothers, and they don't take care of any of them. That's the issue I have. These kids will be just fine.
Yeah. And his first wife, they have six children together.
Yeah.
So six of the 13 are with first wife.
That's not Grimes. No, Grimes, I think he has three children with, including little X.
Yeah.
Little X.
Sweetheart.
And I think there's a Z, and they all have weird names like XZ and something else.
They'll be famous.
Yeah, they will.
So what have you got? What do you want to run by me with regard to Elon?
Oh, the text?
And the text.
Oh.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, you had me out here for, you caught me by surprise.
I had you at baby daddy.
You had me at baby daddy. Hang on a second. Let me pull up the text that they sent. By the way, this was from, who sent this out last night? I think this was The Guardian. I don't remember. Let me see it here. It wasn't part of our email text. It was in the here we go. Just looking through this here. Bum, 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 bum. Talk amongst yourselves.
I'll just say this, that making news as well, there are others coming out to his defense saying that they believe with DOGE that there's at least more than $100 billion in taxpayer money that's being wasted or literally stolen by federal employees at government agencies. Now, piece of this I'm going to say that's important, there are all these government contracts. And there were, so some people say, well, this was approved by Congress. That's not fully true. And I think that's what we're learning out of all of this DOGE thing, that there was money appropriated, but there are stories as we look into it, like how much money actually went to help those in Haiti or these disaster areas around the world. And what you realize is all of these, through loopholes, the money went out through the non-government, you know, organizations. Then it went through to these patronage jobs of, at the time, Democrats over the years. And then there's the filter, the middleman, if you will. And so let's say out of a $10 billion package that was approved to help people who genuinely need it, needed it in countries in Africa. And especially, I know there was a story yesterday about Haiti. A tiny percentage of that money actually is proven to have gone to help the people that the money was appropriated for.
By the way, I know when Trump, you know, Trump got in trouble for saying that, you know, S-hole countries, the S word, and he included Haiti. And like, have you ever seen Haiti? It is the poorest of poor. It's corrupt. Like, everything about that place is just horrendous. And they do need help. I mean, but the money that goes there, you don't know where it's going because the government there is corrupt. So it's not going there to help the people.
Actually, and it didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what Doge is finding out.
Yep.
And so I think when that's revealed, then how do you feel about that? The fact that our tax dollars, so let's say, you know, let's say 10 million is earmarked and let's say only 1 or 2 million actually goes to the people. Isn't that fraud?
Yes.
And that's the whole point of Doge.
Phil Almquist is the best. He has the
thank you, Phil.
He has the texts. So this is Ashley St. Clair, okay? Ashley St. Clair, who announced she had secretly given birth to Elon Musk's 13th child, has been accused of plotting to, quote, baby trap the Tesla founder with, quote, rocket babies. She's 26. He's not 26. Let me just say he's 53. He's on the higher end of not 26. So these private messages have been released, I'm assuming by her, because, you know, she has a lot to gain from this.
Because she's negotiating, probably.
The first one, it was a very nice text. The mother sent Musk a picture of her with her newborn in the hospital. Musk asked if all was well, to which she replied, "He was perfect." Musk sent back, "I look forward to seeing you and him this weekend." Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. In other messages, Musk spoke of a credible death threat. I mean, we played that woman on TikTok earlier who wanted to assassinate him. So, yes, under Trump, he's the next person in line that these creeps want to assassinate. He said, "I get credible death threats every day. I'm number two after Trump for assassination. Wake up. This is not the time for sentiment and at the expense of safety." Meaning, you shouldn't. What he's basically saying to her is like, let's not go public with this because people are trying to kill me and I want to protect our child. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds, again,
fair.
Yes.
Reasonable.
She replied to the screen grab, "That's why the father spot on the birth certificate is blank right now." And it gives her last name, not his. So again, all good stuff. In one, Musk reportedly told her, "I want to knock you up again."
I want to knock you up again.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Well, that's, you know, isn't that, Greg? You know, when you text back and forth to your lovely wife.
No, I know. That's never said. She's like, "When are you getting snipped?" It's basically what she's telling me. "Don't touch me until you get that done. I don't want any more of these things." I'm kidding. She never said that. My wife's a lovely human. He said, "I want to..." Moody wrote back, "I wasn't going to post these, but now Ashley St. Clair has leaked her private Signal messages with Elon Musk after lying and saying she wanted privacy. Here's more evidence Ashley planned to baby trap Elon." So that's basically what the texts are. You can see the pictures, too. Like, they're nice. I mean, they're sweet pictures.
Beautiful brunette. Now, Daily Mail was kind of trolling her because they were running the story, but then they showed a post of hers back in the summer of 2020. And Ashley St. Clair wrote, "If women get to have the right to abortion, men should have the option to not pay child support."
So
maybe that's one that she regrets.
In May of 2023, this looks like a direct message from somebody on Twitter or X, where she said, "Elon followed me. I need his rocket babies."
Yeah, so she wanted to be having his
rocket babies.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see the picture here. If you're watching on YouTube.
Can you see it?
You can see the text messages right there. I don't know. She's...
You're kind of bizarre back and forth. Like,
he knew what he was getting into. Yeah. She knew what she was getting into. It's kind of a wash at this point, right?
I'm just, you know, So Elon is in, you know, he's in D.C.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, like, if you look back at these nutty texts with the baby mama, the last baby mama,
mm-hmm.
even she has a picture of a Doge dog and a bat, and she writes, "Go to horny jail." Like, what?
He loves that. Like, he loves.
He likes some freaky women.
He does.
Let's just be honest.
That are a lot younger than him.
But then, let me just ask you this. So he works with Caroline Leavitt.
Yeah.
Who is 27.
Uh-oh.
And what did Caroline do during the campaign? I couldn't believe it. I mean, she had a baby. Like, one day she had the baby, and I don't know if it's her mom or whatever. She's got a good nanny. But, like, within a week, it felt like she was, boom, she was back on the campaign trail.
Well, her husband's a lot older than her, right? Like,
what do you think? He's home
like,
with the...
Like, a lot older than her.
Caroline
like
Leavitt?
A lot older
Ooh,
than
I
her.
I did not know about
I think
husband.
He might be in his late 40s, early 50s, and so she's 27. I think so.
Well,
a lot going on there. By the way, here's another. If you're watching on YouTube, youtube.com/1210WPHD, you can see these. I'm putting up the screen grabs. That's the picture that she sent Elon with the baby in the hospital. I'm not sure who took that picture, but yeah. I mean, look, he's going to take care of these kids. They're going to be. She had a picture the other day in some penthouse where she was in some midtown Manhattan penthouse. Like, she'll be just fine.
Yeah.
The baby will be just fine.
Looking
They're not
going to
be hurting for money.
Yeah, in like this black sequined kind of bustier thing going
yeah.
on.
Navy Council said he's as romantic as Fletcher Cox was. Great.
But yeah, so baby 13 and St. Clair did file a petition in New York recently asking for total 100% custody
yeah.
of her baby son. And the baby goes by RSC in the court documents.
Hmm.
And the also, she did file for Musk to take a paternity test.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
She did file. So she
Might have been getting her freak on with some other guys.
No, I think that she just wants it on record.
Oh, I get you. I get you.
That this is the father. This yep. is the baby daddy. Who is the wealthiest man in the world.
The world, yes.
So I don't know what that means, but that means, you know, what does she get, $100 million? Like, if you're that wealthiest guy, like, do you know what I'm saying? It's
How
not
do you
just
divvy
a million.
It up? Yeah, oh,
it's
no.
not $10 million.
Oh,
like,
no.
she is set for life.
He has all of his kids in some compound in Texas, right? Like, they all live on the same, not together, but they all live in the same, he bought, like, I don't know, like Austin or something like that. It says here, live here, right? I believe that's what I'm sure she'll go to the compound with the rest of the stepford wives,
all the sister wives,
the sister wives, yeah.
But you know, you're right, and so he, you know, I would just I don't know what his mom probably gives him a little advice and just says, Elon, you know, he retweeted something.
Oh,
is that really how they met? Is that for real?
What?
But she said, Elon retweeted me. No way.
Yes.
I need his rocket babies.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
She said something to the effect, like, she replied something to him.
But
and then,
like,
and then, yeah, and
SpaceX.
Then they kind of met through there. Yeah, so they met through X. So, like, she's an influencer, whatever
so,
that means. I mean,
well, she had the rocket baby.
She did. She did.
To the moon.
How do you, oh, yeah. Guys are so dumb. They're just so dumb. Like, don't let them trap you. Don't let them trap you.
I don't know if he feels trapped. I genuinely think
he does like to reproduce.
He wants to reproduce.
He does.
And he has a ton of money. He's like, I'm going to take care of you, and maybe we'll have another baby. Maybe we won't. And it's all good.
Mm-hmm. Jim Doc says, I hope the Elon and AOC rumors are not true.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, man.
That would get complicated.
Very complicated.
And then what if she ran for president?
Yeah.
And then he would be, oh,
I mean, the rumors are that she, you know, she's with child. I don't think that's been
a long time, though.
Yeah. We've done nothing to dispel those rumors.
We haven't.
All right, you should break.
Quick break here.
Talk to us about Piazza.
Yes, we'll talk about Piazza and we'll take a break. And around the corner, we have a lot more for you for sure. My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, featuring the latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands like Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and more. These models with such sleek new designs and innovative features. And you know what? They're powered by the very latest in technology as well. Piazza has thousands of new and certified pre-owned vehicles that are available right now across their Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles always stands out. Visit them. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you. So, of course, we have a ton of Trump news locally. The union representing the local park rangers, they are not happy. But it sounds like, as far as that union goes, I don't know that they're filing. I don't know that they're doing court filings. They're just, they were speaking out at a rally yesterday. This all had to do with Congressman Brendan Boyle, Democrat, speaking out yesterday against the job cuts, against DOGE, against the firings of those local IRS employees in Philadelphia. But I don't see necessarily the legal challenges filed yet. So we're waiting for all of that. And as well, Mayor Sherelle Parker, her team, as well as the local police commissioner, holding a news conference, doing a walkthrough, if you will, in Kensington. I know many of you have said, Dawn, you know, she promised this. They were not glowing or gloating by any measure yesterday. They simply said they have a long way to go, but that they have made progress. And mostly the headline, and I give the Commissioner Bethel and Mayor Parker credit here, that mostly what they were doing was thanking law enforcement. That was the gist of it. They were thanking local cops, local law enforcement for, you know, seizing more than $10 million in illegal, you know, taking narcotics off the streets and illegal drugs, fentanyl off the streets. And when I say 10 million, that's just in the Kensington section. That's not the whole city.
Oh my God.
10 million.
It's incredible. You want to go through some stuff that I didn't get to?
I know Greg's got to go do his brand manager stuff. So I'm like
my day job.
Yeah, his day job.
So yesterday during the Trump and Macron meeting, by the way, I'm serious about doing the deep dive into Macron's wife, alleged wife.
That's his wife.
Okay.
She was like the music teacher.
Yeah.
When he was a sophomore in high school.
Okay.
He was 15. She was 40.
By the way, thank you to Phil Almquist. Caroline Levitt's husband is 32 years older than him. Her? Yeah.
Wow.
See, Dawn, you're doing it wrong. all right, this is...
See, I fell for Lair Bear with the blue eyes and the blonde hair. I was a sucker for the... I didn't go for the money. I went for the good looks.
you guys made some coin in your day.
Yeah, we did.
So Trump took questions yesterday during the Macron meeting, and somebody asked him about the tariffs. Will they go through as planned? This is what he said, Relifil.
We're on time with the tariffs, and it seems like that's moving along very rapidly. We've been mistreated very badly by many countries, not just Canada and Mexico. We've been taken advantage of. We were led by, in some cases, fools, because anybody that would sign documents like they signed, where they were able to take advantage of the American people, like has happened over the last long period of time, except for a little four-year period that took place 4 years ago. Anybody that would agree to allow this to happen to our country should be ashamed of themselves. No, the tariffs are going forward on time, on schedule. This is an abuse that took place for many, many years. And I'm not even blaming the other countries that did this. I blame our leadership for allowing it to happen. I mean, you know, who can blame them if they made these great deals with the United States, took advantage of the United States on manufacturing, on just about everything, every aspect that you can imagine they took advantage of. I look at some of these agreements, I'd read them at night and I'd say, who would ever sign a thing like this? So the tariffs will go forward, yes, and we're going to make up a lot of territory. We're going to, all we want is reciprocal. We want reciprocity. We want to have the same. So if somebody charges us, we charge them. It's very simple, but it'll be very good for our country. Our country will be extremely liquid and rich again. Plus, we're doing other things, as you know. We're finding tremendous waste, fraud, and abuse.
There you go.
Yes, it's going to be beautiful. So here's the thing. I know that the media is saying that, you know, this is not going to go through. Remember when we were, actually, Greg Stocker, when we were at the White House?
I remember.
And so we were talking about the Canada-Mexico agreement. Remember then that that was something that was going to create jobs and so on and so forth. That whole thing, that's what they're reinstating here, is he wants to re, that's where we're going with this. He wants to reinstate that pipeline that we had talked about. Remember Guy Reschenthaler from Pennsylvania? We were there, you know, right in the heart of that. It went through. Trump was pushing for that. That's what he was talking about. But at this point, and you can let us know, 855-839-1210. But in my opinion, where Trump is going with this is he's saying, yeah, we have a deficit. What are we doing? What this administration is doing, it's what we all do, right? It's what we all do. If we have a situation where we have to pay down the bills, what do? We make cuts in our budget, and then we look at how we can bring in new revenue. That's all he's doing, whether it's the sovereign wealth fund or whether it's with the pipe, you know, the pipeline, whatever.
This is cut 11, Phil. He talked about Ukraine and will there be a deal done? Don, I think you were on record earlier this morning saying that you do believe that this this deal will get done soon, right?
Yes. This week.
You think it's going to be this week?
Yeah, I do.
Wow. Okay.
Well, they already agreed.
Yeah.
Marco Rubio was there. Steve Witkoff was there. They already agreed on a skeleton, if you will, agreement of four major points.
Yeah.
And that was what, last week?
He was asked about that. This is cut 11, Phil. Roll it.
Agreement with the Ukrainians on the critical minerals deal.
It looks like we're getting very close. The deal's being worked on. We're, I think, getting very close to getting an agreement where we get our money back over a period of time. But it also gives us something where I think it's very beneficial to their economy, to them as a country. But, you know, we're in for $350 billion. How we got there, I don't know. But that's a lot of money, a lot of money invested. And we had nothing to show for it. And it was the Biden administration's fault. The Europeans are in for about $100 billion, and they do it as a form, in the form of a loan. And the Europeans have been great on this issue. They understood it wasn't fair, and we were able to work something out. But with the Ukrainians, I think I can say that we're very close. Scott's around here someplace, and I think we can say that we're very high. Scott, I think we're very close. Do you have something to say about that?
There you go. So
You think about that. I think they already had the basis of it. That's why they were aggravated with little Zelensky, who was whining and jumping up and down and saying, I'm not at the table. And they basically slapped him down and said, just shut up and sit down. You're not going to get a seat at the table. They were in Riyadh. And this I think this is a whole big picture that they're looking at involving the Middle East.
Yeah.
He wants to wrap this up and bring forth peace and prosperity. So he's smart to put it. He's putting it all on the table, in my humble opinion. He's putting Middle East peace and that whole deal with Russia, Saudi Arabia. There are many players involved, and he's looking at the world stage. And so I think that's smart. And what he's saying to all these different people is, look, you want to be on board? Let's get rich together. Let's have peace and prosperity.
Yep. Let's play one more before I have to break, if you want to. I think Nick played a piece of this morning in the Big Take, but I wanted to play the entire thing. Getting back to the federal workers thing, isn't it funny, Dawn? We talk about this all the time. How the media now that this is, you know, the federal government are being laid off. Now they're trying to find everybody out there who lost their job, and when it's a company like you mentioned earlier, you said, you know, nobody mentions, you know, this company that laid off 8,000 or that company that laid. Nobody cares about that in the media. But when it's the federal government, then we move heaven and earth to get them on and tell their sob story. This is cut 8. This is a federal worker who said, I got this email on Saturday afternoon. I was, because I had to explain what I did last week. Heaven forbid. Cut 8, Phil. Roll it.
First, just tell us about this email and what it was like receiving it and what you all have talked about after getting it.
Sure. I got this email Saturday afternoon about 3 p.m. and I felt absolutely infuriated getting this email with a demand within 48 hours to provide a response on what I did within the last week or face termination. This is clearly an attempt from Elon Musk to harass and bully and intimidate the federal workforce, which is part of his broader plan to gut the federal workforce and privatize public sector services to ensure that corporations like his own can get more profit.
And there's also no
pushback. And that makes me really angry. My coworkers as well.
Okay. There you go.
First of all, it looks a little like she's reading.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's a script. A lot of these people are put up to do this. There's no evidence of that, number one. And number two, and I know last night there was more clarification, but even they were sent another email, I guess, just last night at like 7 o'clock last night, that they have another chance to justify their work or lose their jobs.
Oh, boy.
So there is a double down on this. As if you look at the mainstream media, whether it's the AP, CNN, whatever, ABC News, they're all saying, the office of, you know, management, they're disagreeing with Doge. No, they're not. The idea here is to figure out through AI, they're going to put all this through an AI program, and they're going to figure it's actually nearly 3 million employees, because you're looking at the contract employees that are private contractors. They just want to know who's real, who's not. They want to figure this out. And they're using AI programming to go through and really sift through all these emails.
Well, for those, we played this earlier, but I want to play it again. This is cut 14. For those of you who, you know, tune into the Dawn Stensland show and didn't hear this morning, Trump gave the best explanation of what they're doing, what they're actually doing, last night when he was taking questions from the press. Roll it.
Do you think that Doge could benefit from more streamlined communications? There was that email telling employees to give 5 things that they've done last week. Agency heads then told people to ignore it. But
you're talking about the last email that was sent, where he wanted to know what you did this week. You know why he wanted that, by the way?
There it is.
It was great. Because we have people that don't show up to work, and nobody even knows if they work for the government. So by asking the question, tell us what you did this week, what he's doing is saying, are you actually working? And then if you don't answer, like, you're sort of semi-fired or you're fired, because a lot of people are not answering because they don't even exist. They're trying to find, that's how badly various parts of our government were run by, and especially by this last group. So what they're doing is they're trying to find out who's working for the government. Are we paying other people that aren't working? And, you know, where is all this? Where's the money going?
Isn't that crazy? Uh-oh, your alarm's going off. You have a big meet. Greg, thank you so much. You're a sweetheart to stay with me. I had some cancellations. Everybody's sick. But we're here together.
We are.
We're strong.
Always. I will go down. I will go down with you whenever. You know what I mean?
Love you, baby.
I'm here with you, too. Yeah.
So have a... Greg, everybody, please thank Greg.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
We appreciate you very much.
GregStockerSucks.com.
As we think about families behind the back.
Yeah, that's coming up. The bike ride is coming up soon.
I know, right?
And the Travis Manion Radiothon coming up next month. We have a whole ton of great initiatives we're going to be doing to give back to the community.
I know. I can't wait.
Yeah.
You know, I asked if David, because he has to do more community hours to graduate high school, because that's a requirement. So I did ask Mr. Yadgroff if my David could come and volunteer for this. So he'll be here all day.
Oh, really?
So you have a slave.
For the radiothon.
Yeah. So he'll be helping out with Sonia, you.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So you guys, you guys can have money if you want.
I'm going to corrupt your son, right? Just like I did to you.
Thanks, Greg. You're
welcome.
Such a sweetheart.
Yep.
You know I love Greg.
I love you too.
855-839-1210. Want to sound off or, you know, sound in on this one. We'll take a quick break. We do have a lot breaking, seriously, with what's going on. President Trump to sign more executive orders. That's going on today. I know Caroline Leavitt is going to be speaking out soon. We have new information on Doge. And then locally here in Philadelphia and in Pennsylvania, we are in play with all of these lawsuits as different lawmakers, unions filing these lawsuits against Doge. So stay right there. We're going to be right back.